Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 124. We're in the 12th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 3 and 4, from the New Living Translation. Wickedness never brings stability, but the godly have deep roots. A worthy wife is a crown for her husband, but a disgraceful woman is like cancer in his bones. Now, this verse is not about the strength of a man's body. It's about our whole lives. A good man has a strong belief in God, and he uses that knowledge to make decisions. His emotions don't control him. When troubles come, he's confident. This verse reminds us of Jesus' story in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. A strong house is safe, but when a storm comes, a weak house is in danger, and it's going to fall down. God will protect us if we trust in him, but an evil man is weak. Troubles will destroy him. In verse 4, a wife should be honest, fair, and kind. And if she is, then her husband will be proud of her. She's valuable and precious to him like a crown, and he's glad that she's with him. A bad wife hurts her husband. If the wife is evil, then the husband will suffer. He'll even feel weak. A husband and wife should look after each other. They should love each other. Both should trust in God, and God will teach them to be good partners. Amen. So about 200 years ago, a man named Edward Mote wrote a hymn that goes like this. And no, I'm not going to sing. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. He talks about standing firm on Jesus, who's like a rock, while everything else is just shaky ground. And maybe he was thinking about this proverb says that the good people won't let you get knocked around. In verse 4, it's clear that husbands take a lot of pride in their accomplished wives, and vice versa. And when somebody does something shameful, it's a real blow to the other. The same goes for parents and children. When one messes up, it affects the whole family. So let me ask you, are you a good spouse? Are you a good child? And if you've ever disappointed your parents or your partner, have you tried to make things right? Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with some more of Solomon's wise teaching. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewed mindsets and consider becoming a community member. If you liked this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Intro music by Weston McCurry. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.
Hello. You ever feel defeated as a Christian in the confusing times we live in today? This is where God's Loving Sacrifice podcast comes in. We do Bible studies to help you strengthen your walk with the Lord in today's crazy world. We also encourage you to share the gospel and the love of Christ with this world in need. John 3:16 tells us about God's loving sacrifice, and we use the Word of God to help you find a fresh perspective on issues like forgiveness, love, obedience, mercy, and reconciliation. Join us as we delve into the true essence of faith in God and our call to go into the world and preach the gospel. So listen at www.godslovingsacrifice.com.